Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Wednesday, the 30th of December. In the news this morning, we'll have updates on the cricket with test match action between New Zealand, Pakistan, Australia, India and South Africa versus Sri Lanka. We also have the Wellington versus Pakistan A having a T20 tour match. And in the Super Smash as well, we had two games yesterday. On top of that, we'll also bring up speed with the A-League, where Brisbane Roar played Melbourne City, a replacement for the original game when Brisbane Roar was supposed to play Wellington Phoenix last night. Obviously, COVID meaning that game was postponed. The Pelicans are back in action today in the NBA as well. Hi, I'm Paul, and I'll be your host this morning. And this is your best way to start the day up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's kick off with that A-League action. And Brisbane Roar took on Melbourne City, with Melbourne City winning the game 1-0. It took a goal from Metcalf, who is his third goal of the in the A-League. And that was in the 52nd minute. Not long afterwards, Melbourne lost Adrian Luna for a second yellow card. I mean, they were down to 10 men for the final at 20 minutes, but they held on to win the game 1-0. That puts them at top of the table. Now, after two games in the, obviously we had the Western United versus Adelaide United draw on Monday. So that's a win by Melbourne City. It puts them top of the table currently. We'll see how long that lasts. Today, the Western Sydney Wanderers will take on Macarthur FC in the A-League. So another game this evening. Moving on then to the NBA. And yesterday we talked about the Pelicans' victory over the Spurs. They'll be back in action again today. This time it's against the Suns, and that starts at 4 p.m. New Zealand time. So we'll bring you the result of that one tomorrow. Notable games from yesterday, and the Lakers were downed by the Trailblazers 107 to 115 in their game, and a high scorer between the Hawks and the Pistons. The Hawks taking that one out, 128 to 120 there in that one. Moving on then to the cricket and a whole bunch of action in this one. Kicking us off over in South Africa. South Africa scored 621 in their first innings. Setting a big total for Sri Lanka. Sri Lanka already having a player, well, they were down a bowler injured and also down a batsman as well, as De Silva couldn't bat. That scoreboard pressure really told against Sri Lanka, and they lost their captain, Karun Arantain, and also Mendes cheaply early on to be 2 for 22. Small rearguard action was fought with Pereira and Chamandal putting on a 60 run stand. At the end of the day, they were all bowled out for 180 runs. Top scoring was Pereira with 64. Also has Aranga down the order, scored 59 as well there, but only four batsmen making it into double figures We had four ducks in the innings. Well, actually, sorry, three ducks and one player not out on zero during the innings as well, including a run out, which clearly was not what Sri Lanka needed. So South Africa win the test match by an innings and 45 runs there. Faf du Plessis with his 199 was player of the match. Over in Australia, and India beat Australia. I've not actually got the scorecard up yet. Sorry, folks, on that one. Australia, India turning it around from that first test where they had an absolute collapse. Winning the second test by 8 wickets. They bowled Australia out for two, after posting 326 runs themselves in their first innings. They bowled for a good lead. They bowled Australia out for 200 in their second innings. Batsmen are falling at regular intervals. Only sort of Cameron Green with 45 and Matthew Wade at the top of the order with 40 really got going. Everyone else struggled. Mohammad Siraj with three wickets led the way for the bowlers, but all the bowlers chipped in with wickets there. With a target of 70 runs, India went into bat. They lost two batsmen cheaply. Mayanka Agarwal, went for five, and Pujara went for three, but Gill and Rahane saw them through to win the game with a day to spare in that one. So a good win there by India, levelling the series 1-1. Here in New Zealand, and we have the test match down in Mount Maunganui. This one is still going. The other two are finished now. Boxing Day tests both finished in 4 days, whereas this one is going into the fifth day with Pakistan needing to score 302 runs at the moment. They are 71 for three, so it's a tall order for them to do that. Already having lost Sean Mazood, Abi Ali and Harris Shohal, all cheaply. Mazood and Ali both went for ducks at the top of the order, as Tim Southee took his 300th test wicket. So congratulations to him. Before that, New Zealand has scored 180 for five and declared. The opening batsmen put on a stand of an opening of 101, so Latham and Blundell did their jobs well with a 53 and 64. And then down the order, players like Ross Taylor, Nichols, Watling and Santner all scored quick runs there at a high strike rate. Getting out, not making big scores, but scoring quickly, which is the important thing, so that New Zealand could declare just before tea. With those at 71 for three, it's going to require a big innings from Azhar Ali, who's in at 30, who's in, and Fawad Alam, who's on 34 and 21, respectively. Plus Rizwan there, captain keeper, who is in next, you would expect. So far, Southee has taken two wickets and Trent Bolt one. Carl Jameson has also been fined for a breach of misconduct for throwing the ball close to a player, to a batsman, when it wasn't required. So the batsman was in his crease, wasn't going to go for a run, and Carl Jameson threw the ball far hard and fast at to the wicketkeeper. He was fined 25% of his match fee and also given a demerit point for that one. He pleaded guilty to the charge. That's his first disciplinary offence in the past 2 years, so not a regular thing, thankfully. There was a touching moment during the game as well. as Yashir Shah gave his test cap away to a lucky spectator. Not something you see regularly, and the spectator was absolutely stoked to get the test cap. So a lovely moment there from Yashir Shah. Not sure exactly, I'm not sure why that happened, but yes, a very, very lovely moment there during the game. Wellington also took on Pakistan A in a T20 game. Pakistan Shaheens went in and scored 91 all out off of 17.4 overs. Danish Azir top scored with just 28 there as wickets were falling regularly. Jamie Gibson took 3 wickets in his 4 overs for 30 runs, leading the way there. Wellington then really made short work of knocking off those runs, scoring the 97 runs for the loss of just 1 wicket off 9.5 overs. So with less than half their innings, less than half their allotted overs there. Top scorer, Devon Conway, with 48. Finn, not out. Finn Allen got 13, and Rachin Ravindra got 35, not out as well there in that one. We also had 2 Super Smash games on with the Canterbury kicking off their season. First off, the Otago Sparks took on the Canterbury Magicians with the with the Otago Sparks going into bat first. They scored 112 off their 20 overs, and also losing all 10 wickets in those 20 overs. Top score was James with 24 in that one. Leading the bowling was Tatahuhu with 3 wickets, and Sullivan with 3 wickets as well there. Giving themselves a target of 113 to score. The Canterbury Magicians knocked that off in 15.3 overs. Satterwaith with 56 not out, leading the way in that one there. So they made it for the loss of just 2 wickets. So a comfortable victory for the Magicians here in their opening game. As you will have heard on Monday evening with from Swinging from the Hip, we're expecting the Magicians to be one of the top sides in the women's competition alongside Wellington and perhaps Auckland as well. On the men's side of things, the Canterbury Kings took on the Otago Volts. The Canterbury Kings went in, batted first and scored 185 off their 20 overs. Top score was McClurry at the, Bowes at the top of the innings with 72. His opening partner, McClurry, also scored 40. So the opening batsman putting on a good stand and getting the Canterbury Kings off to a good start there. In reply, the Otago Volts were all bowled out for 124. Again, at the top of the innings, Broom with 41 was the top scorer, but none of the batsmen really got going. Amongst the bowlers, Henry with 3 wickets, Nuttall with 3 wickets as well, both led the way there. So another win for Canterbury in both the men's and the women's Super Smash there. Yes, with the Kings winning by 61 runs, another comfortable win for them. Today, the Central Hinds will take on the Northern Spirit in New Plymouth. That starts at 10 past 10, followed by the Central Stags versus the Northern Knights at 1:40 p.m. So if you're in New Plymouth, get down to Pukekura Park and get some top-class cricketing action there. You have now started the day the best way up to speed with all the important sports news. Don't forget, we'll be back at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. We come to you 7 a.m., 7 days a week here. podcatcher.